the gold.
He puts a spicy forehand out in front of Naomi Morcilla.
Move for the win. Team Canada. Derek Wu.
Santos with the layout grab.
Oh, that fantastic grab. The claws of Chapa.
Canada just became the world champions.
Hello, Canada, the rest of the world. You're listening to the Hakane Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Theo Wan from Toronto, Ontario. Once again, if you're watching the YouTube version, you're going to notice a different host here today. East Coast represent Kelsey Hayden in the house. So I'll let you introduce yourself again for maybe some new listeners out here or people that don't know who you are.
Yeah, sounds good. So hey, everyone, I'm Kelsey. I work with UltiWorld part-time. I have since 2019. I did their female writer development program that year and then just kind of stayed on as a staff writer. I'm also a Canadian women's ultimate player, so I play on Salty, based out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. So I'm just a listener of Hakane that's helping out Theo while Danny's out, ripping it up in Ireland over at Worlds.
Yeah, and we're actually going to jump right to the news here. We're not even going to do pleasantries because we want to get to the news. There's lots of tournaments to talk about, not just Worlds. Obviously, we're going to highlight that, World Masters specifically. And then we're talking some other tournaments happening. So let's just hit the news right now.
We now have breaking news.
All right, we're going to start the news in Vancouver. Flower Bowl taking place. For those who might be interested, of course, Team Canada's U20 team was out there slaying the disc around, playing for the first time together. They'll be at another tournament called No Borders coming up in a few weeks in Ottawa, Ontario. Actually, both teams, for that matter, will be there. So TC Open eventually gets to the – we'll talk about them first. They eventually get to the semifinal. They go undefeated in pool play. And Victoria, the Open team there. I know I talked about it being a mixed team, but they're actually separate. So the Open team coming in second there. And in the semis, TC Open loses to a team called 20% Chunkier. Not a club team there. I was told there were some experienced players, but one thing I want to say, because we do talk about Spirit on the episode at times, and we had a Spirit episode specifically, and so it was brought to my attention a thing that happened during the game. Kelsey and I were talking about off air. I actually, this isn't like a hearsay moment because I actually got to see the footage. So this game was captured on film, not for public consumption, but I was sent the film and I was able to see what happened, and basically there was a point where one of the players on the other team, 20% Chunkier, kind of like, it doesn't even look like he throws a disc, but the disc is sitting at his feet. You can kind of see, based on what I could see, like someone counting a little bit. And then as it goes
after
down
the pull,
zero,
you mean?
After the pull, yeah.
Yeah.
And as the the count goes down to zero, because you count down, right? Like you count down 10 and then you count up stalls. When they were counting up stalls, it was super loud.
Of course.
Then by the time they could realize, they're like sprinting down the field, it becomes 10. And then there's like no argument.
Right.
Players on the field are looking kind of bewildered. And then the game just continues as if nothing happened.
Weird.
So, Kelsey, I'll let you talk about what you think about that, because I think you're not going to be a fan of it. But anyways, I'll let you share.
It's just a really bizarre thing to do. And for a number of reasons, but one, it's super unspirited. It's also, you're playing against like a U20 team. You're supposed to be, not that everyone has the job to be a role model, but I do think that you have to realize you're playing against like impressionable young people, and you're in any game, you should be trying to the best of your ability to win and to compete. And so it just seems like a real sour way to do it. That's the nicest way I can say it.
Yeah, maybe we'll get the subscriber only for the real version. No, but
yeah,
I don't know specifically who did that. And I'm not going to call you out for it because that's not kind of our podcast nature. But let's just we're trying to help these players get ready for Worlds. So let's give them the respect that we all want in Frisbee and kind of treat them well. Sorry to TC Open that happened to you. And we hope you have a better experience in Ottawa at No Borders. Excited to see what you do there. But just wanted to talk about that briefly, because that was on my mind. When I heard about it, I heard about it from multiple people. So it wasn't like just one person telling me. So
yeah,
I want to kind of find out about it and see what actually happened. So yeah, other results, Blackfish, got to give some love to you because you win the whole tournament in the open side. So good on you for doing that. So you actually defeat the aforementioned 20% chunkier, 13-10. So you take on the victory. From what I can see, not dropping a game. So good stuff. And we're going to see you at Nationals. So excited to see what happens there and how you match up with some of these teams out in the East and kind of the Prairies as well. And on the women's side, there's a team that I have little to no information on. The 10th seed in this tournament, or excuse me, not the 10th seed, very low seed in this tournament, actually. Started fourth seed in Pool B. They win the whole thing. They're called Night Cheese. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. I don't know if this is a club team. Just been a busy week for the both of us, so I wasn't able to kind of get that research in of like who this Night Cheese is.
Mm-hmm.
But congratulations to you if you listen to the podcast, Night Cheese.
Anytime you start at the bottom of the pool, one of the pools, or near the bottom of a pool, and you win the tournament, that's a pretty good weekend.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, and you have a sick name. So I hope you had some sweet jerseys too. I mean, you defeat a team. I mean, there's some good names at this tournament. You defeat a team named Jam Holes, 15-6. I don't know if you could participate in the USAU series with that name, but you never know. Eclipse Juniors team takes out Victoria, 15-6, and then Night Cheese takes out Eclipse. So congrats to you, Night Cheese. That's actually like a legendary name. I'm going to keep talking about it because I'm actually a big fan of that. So. Flower Bowl took place in the West Coast there. And once again, don't want to overshadow Blackfish's victory with some of the TC stuff. But yeah, let's be better and let's help Canada be the best that we can in Frisbee. And that includes helping the junior kids out there.
Definitely.
So, especially with rules. That's a good one.
Definitely. So there was another tournament that happened over on the West Coast as well. So there was the Eugene Summer Solstice. So we touched on that last weekend. And so we had two teams headed down there. We had a women's team, Traffic, and we had a men's team, or an open team, sorry, Furious, head down. And they had some really good competition. And both teams performed super well. So I'll start with the women's. So Traffic was in a pool with Riot, Downpour, Nightlock. They had some tough competition and they went 5-0 in pool play. So that's pretty awesome. And then into the Sunday bracket. So they went right into semifinals and they had to play Flipside, which is kind of an interesting team because as far as I know, this is their first year. So Flipside is... out of California. And so they're basically like a lot of the top players from San Diego Superbloom basically came together to make a club team. So there's like Dina, Kristen Berjunas, Maggie O'Connor, a whole bunch of like names that you would definitely recognize if you watched any of the WUL. And so they were who Traffic faced in the semifinals. And it was a tough loss. They lost 13-11. But they then went on to win their third place game against Riot on Universe. So they won 11-10 against Riot. So that's still pretty awesome. So they ended up finishing third at this pretty high level tournament. And then if we flip over to the open side, the pools were even more challenging because it started in a power pool. So the power pool contained Sockeye, Furious, Rhino, Revolver, and Emerald City. And there was a bunch of shuffling, actually. Sockeye maintained their number one seed, so they went 4-0. And then Furious went 3-1. So they bumped up from they went from the fourth seed to the second, coming out of the Saturday pools, which was pretty awesome. And then moving into the Sunday championship bracket, Furious had to take on, I have no idea how to say this.
Yeah, try to say that name. I'm going to let you try. It's like, I don't think Furious even tried to on their Twitter. They're just like, yeah, a team we can't name from California. Like,
yeah, for the viewers, it's spelled ZYZZYVA. So, Zizva. I have no idea. Anyways, they smoked them 13-5 in the quarterfinal. And then they had to face Rhino Slam in the semifinal and they lost 12-9. So still a pretty close match. From what I can tell, I don't think they played the third place game, or at the very least the USA USAU website does not show that they played a third place game. And then Sockeye went on to win against Rhino Slam in the final 13-9. So got a third and, you know, a third or a third slash fourth, I guess, depending on if they did play that game and if it was if it just maybe wasn't posted. But really good showing by Canada against some very top American teams. And then we also had another tournament that Theo is going to talk about that we did not mention last week.
Yeah, before Kelsey, before we even get to this Turing tune-up, I just wanted to give a quick plug, you know, for the subscribers, for the fans.
Totally.
That there's multiple games from this tournament being filmed that specifically of the teams we talked about. So
awesome.
The Traffic Riot game you can check out, as well as the Furious Sockeye game and then Furious Rhino semis. That's not up yet. I just have the insider knowledge and I'm imparting to you, the audience. And eventually we'll get those games out. We're still working on some other games here from High School National Invite and the Fishbowl as well. So we're trying to get those games out for you. But yeah, I mean, I gotta, before we even talk about this Turing tune-up, I just gotta give some love to both of those teams because, you know, I like to do that. Because Furious taking down Revolver, Rhino, and Pool Play. Pretty exciting stuff. Taking Sockeye to a pretty close game as well. Just, I just want to see what they can do at Worlds, these two teams. So
absolutely,
these are all good signs for them. And yeah, that Flipside team is nothing to mess with. If you watch any sort of women's college ultimate UCSD, you would have recognized a couple other names like Ava Hanna and Kelly Iwamoto as well. So
definitely.
Yeah, I'm sure you recognize that, Kelsey. But anyways, we'll go to Turing Turnup here. I was told I didn't talk about this tournament. It's true. Was a one-dayer that was 2 days, but one day with different teams. So first day, we got Union. So this is mostly in Ontario, Toronto teams. Union, Crash, Local 613 from Kingston, Ontario, Danger Noodle from Toronto, Crux from Hamilton, and Zen from Toronto. Notable result being Danger Noodle taking down Union 8-6. So gotta give some love for that. What some might deem as an upset there. And you'll see by the scores, we're not gonna read off all the scores here, but Kelsey, you can see by the scores that, it was pretty windy based on, what you're seeing, like 8-6 and, you know, 7-4, those kind of things. But, in the final, they kind of just like played in these pools and then they, it looks like they crossed over into the final there. So Local 613 actually defeated Crash 7-5. Which got them in the final against Danger Noodle with Local 613 taking day one. So, yeah, Kingston looking good, at least in this initial foray of the Turing tune-up. And this will be kind of the last chance for these teams to get ready for regionals. So that's, like, some good results to take notice of. And then the other day, Notorious KWG from Kitchener-Waterloo Masters team, Force from Barrie, Ontario. Horses in the Back. Love the name. Toronto. Wine Club Thunder MMV. With the final being KWG taking down Horses 8-4. So.
Such a low score.
Yeah, those are your results. Yeah, 8-4. It's, I don't know. Maybe they're playing like 50-minute games or something. But that's probably not actually the case. But
Just, I mean, Wind will do that.
Yeah, Wind will definitely do that. Horses taking down Force is a pretty notable result. I know this isn't a Force team that we've seen before, like the same players that we've seen. Like Force back in 2019, they made it all the way to the third place game against Battleship. So at Nationals, so they're a team that's had some really strong players and have done well at least in 2019. So Horse in the Back making a statement out here. Toronto, another mixed team from this city. Come on, so good job there and. Yeah, that wraps up Turing Tune-Up, so I talked about it and got to give love to Dan I, who has actually been on our podcast, photographer. You've probably seen him even in tournaments, not just in Ontario. But him and Jackie Howe had started something during the pandemic, like a kind of a mini tournament, and they want to continue building on that. So they actually, I know Jackie's on the West Coast, and this was more Daniel's thing, but just organizing a tournament out of scratch and like, finding resources to do that, booking fields, getting teams together, getting the word out. Like, that's some pretty cool stuff. So
it is. It's hard, too, with how busy, you know, the schedules are these days. Like, there's tournaments everywhere. There's so many conflicting commitments for teams. So to get people to buy into that is awesome.
The DIY nature. Let's go. So I'll give you a shout out, entrepreneurial spirit. So now we're going to talk results. It's going to be funny because by the time you hear this, there's going to be other results happening, but it doesn't matter. We're going to talk about kind of the main results that we've seen. And then we'll actually talk. I'll be talking later with Etienne, who's actually boots on the ground there. So we'll get kind of a cool perspective. He does a lot of stuff in the Quebec area. He's a big commentator out there. So if you watch any Montreal Royale games at the AUDL, you probably heard his voice. So Kelsey, I'll let you take it away in terms of some results.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, like I said, it will change by the time they listen to this, but it's still cool to hear in hindsight.
Yeah, totally. So at this point in time, which is Thursday afternoon, Canada is still holding up.
Giving away our secrets.
Well, it's good for them. They're going to figure it out, given what the results they have. So, but Canada's doing well. Canada has a lot of teams still in medal contention. So specifically in the Masters Mixed, there's these are both, I assume, Quebec teams because they have Qs in their name, and both I'm not 100% sure how to say, but
you can try. Let's hear it.
Is it Qold or is it cold?
I heard it's just cold.
Cold. Okay. So there's cold and then there's epoch, I assume.
Epoch. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Like so they're actually facing each other in the semifinal. So a bit unfortunate to, you know, have them on the same side of the bracket, but kind of nice to know that for sure a Canadian team is going to end up in the finals of the Masters mix. So that's pretty huge. In the Masters Open, we don't have any Canadian teams left after Still fell to Voltron in the quarterfinals this morning. So, you know, they put up a good battle, but Voltron is a pretty stacked team, pretty hard team to compete against. So it's they lost 15-11 to them, and so now it's a all American semifinals for the Masters Open, which is probably not a huge surprise to anybody.
There's a French team in there.
Oh yes, there is. Sorry, is no good. Oh, awesome. Yeah, okay, yeah. No, so they.
I don't know if is no good. Listen to our podcast. I think you're okay. They're not going to fact check us, but
no, that's true. I actually watched that game today, or I watched most of it. Is no good. Like put a beating on Royal Stag. Like it was 15-7.
Hey, it's been a long work day for you.
Yeah.
For those who don't know, this is, we're recording in later Atlantic time. So come on, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Everything's later in Atlantic Canada. But yeah. Okay. Well, that's awesome. So there's three American teams and a French team left in the Masters Open, but unfortunately no Canadian teams. So still have a chance to finish fifth. So we'll hope that they can do that. And then in the Masters Women's, pretty exciting. Of the four teams left, two are Canadian, two are American. So that's pretty fun. And they're not on the same side of the bracket. So there's still a chance for a Canada versus Canada final. So Lowercase has to take on Reboot Squad, who have been pretty impressive. I'll say that. I'm pretty sure like Cammy Groom has more goals than some other entire teams combined. Reboot Squad is essentially Brute Squad for anyone who doesn't know. Yes. So that's pretty intimidating. And then Stello is playing Soar, and it's Soar, S-O-A-R, and then a little asterisk as in Soar, S-O-R-E. So just a little Masters joke there. So Stello is playing Soar in the other semifinal after really smacking Molly Gray in the quarterfinal. Stello started the game, there's quarterfinal this morning, with four breaks in a row. And, you know, Molly Gray did figure it out a little bit. I think they ended up breaking once, but there was really no question from like the moment that game started who was going to win it. So whereas actually it's worth mentioning that Lowercase had a much different journey. They were down 8-5 at half, and then they went on a 6-1 run to make it 11-9. And so then they essentially just traded points till the end to win on Universe 15-14. So different ways to get there, but same result in the end. We have two Canadian teams in the Women's Masters semifinals. So that's pretty awesome. Where are we moving on to now? So Grandmaster Mixed, we had. So they actually are a little bit further ahead in their schedule. So we saw the semifinals for them today, and we had one Canadian team in that. We had Happy Campers, and unfortunately they did lose. It was a nail biter. It was 14-12, so it was a nice close one. But Happy Campers will get to play for the bronze tomorrow. So they're a team out of BC with a few pickups from around the country, including someone from Salty, Alex Nelson. And then we have Grandmaster Open. So this one's really exciting because, again, they're further along in their schedule. So the finals are scheduled for tomorrow, and Fig Jam is in the finals. And what do you want to say, Theo? I know you have something to say.
Well, we talked about this in the preview that yes. They were underseeded. They believe that themselves and other teams in the division, specifically Tombstone, who was mm-hmm. seeded way higher than them. And so when Fig Jam had defeated, I got to make sure I get it right because there's a couple Johnnies out here in this tournament. So they took down Johnny Walker mm-hmm. in pool play. And that was a big deal. And I got an email from one of the captains, Kevin Vigar of Tombstone, saying, Theo, I told you so.
Told you.
They were underseeded. And underseeded they were because they're now in the finals. So
love that.
I believe by the time you listen to this, they'll either would have won or come in second. So either way, congratulations, Fig Jam. That is so cool.
It is so cool.
You're like...
That's awesome.
We're seated very low, 12th. So come on.
Yeah. And it is worth mentioning that, you know, the seating in a Masters or Grandmasters tournament is a lot more guesswork than any other kind of tournament. There's not a lot of tournaments look back for the results and they don't play each other a ton, but it's still, you know, you have to win those games to get to the final. And so regardless of what you were seated, but especially nice that you were seated low, you know, you won your way there. And so to come home with a gold or a silver, which I guess by the time you're listening, the answer will have been made, but that's huge. That's awesome. And that's huge for Canada. So congratulations for sure. And then the last one we have is Great Grandmasters Open. And there are no Canadian teams left in that one. There are just four American teams in the semis. So, you know, America's doing pretty well too, but that's a lot of awesome results by Canadian teams. And that's not even mentioning all the ones that you know, didn't make it to quarters and semis, but still had really solid, you know, pool plays and really good games against really good teams. So Canada's representing over there.
It's true. I mean, Kelsey and I could name every single team and talk about what they did, but then this podcast would balloon in size and we're going to keep this episode at least a little bit shorter. So yeah, and for Great Grandmaster Open, the 5-6 game, hey, one Canadian team is going to finish fifth, so that's kind of cool. Toast mm-hmm. first. Tyrannosaurus Rex, but yeah, kind of as we kind of wrap up the results, I know Etienne will give kind of his point of view from actually being there, but mm-hmm. you were talking about how you were pretty busy kind of working, but also watching some Frisbee. So
yeah.
What are your kind of like takeaways watching this tournament? I want to give a shout out to Wifted for the commentators. They've been like spot on.
Yep.
I, you know, as a commentator, I listen to commentators. So
definitely.
Lorcan or Lachlan Murray, like he is funny. Benji Reese, Troy, Canada, you're representing mm-hmm. as well. There was a lot of good commentary going on. I heard Gigi Morrison's voice, Rachel from Czech Republic as well. So they're bringing the energy and the knowledge, and it's coming off as some really good streams. So hopefully you're in the audience catching those streams. You can also watch them back. So I'm trying to, you know, funnel you to watch back some of these games mm-hmm. If you want to see some high-level Masters Ultimate.
Yeah, the streams have been so enjoyable. I've been so impressed with the quality. They have like multiple camera angles, zoom in, slow-mo. Like it really is high quality. The commentators have been excellent. I think they've done a really good job of like learning the teams or talking about the teams and little tidbits of information outside and things like that. Because it's not easy. I've only commentated a little bit and it's really hard, especially when they're teams that you're not familiar, like, you know, intimately familiar with. You have to like learn all this on the fly, find, you know, who did what, the numbers, check the... you know, see what information about them, their name, their whatever. So it's not easy and they've made it seem easy. So that's been pretty awesome. They you know, they check the chats when you're watching live. So they're like kind of like interacting with the live YouTube chats too. And they're correcting themselves if they make a mistake. And it's been really, really impressive. So I've really, really enjoyed watching. I've watched a bunch of games. I was mostly watching, I've been focusing on Dead Circus, which I wanted to give a shout out to the Halifax boys. I watched Friends of mine actually who are over there with the team also live streamed on their Instagram all of their games. So that was awesome to watch. So I got to see a lot of their games, but only one, like, you know, properly live streamed one. And that was excellent as well. And then I've been watching Stello really closely as well, because my pal Jesse Brown's on that. So been watching that one a lot too. But all of the games have been top quality for sure. And I would highly recommend going back to watch if you didn't watch any yet.
Yeah, get yourself in the chat, especially when you know, your provincial, like your team from your province is playing. Like,
totally.
When Still was playing, it was just basically a lot of Ottawa players that I know, just in the chat, just chatting, you know, like just having a blast. And then during the Stello game, getting live results of the lowercase game, like in the chat, that was pretty sweet. So
it's awesome. Yeah. Halifax Ultimate has been well represented in those chats.
Yeah. I mean, I think lots of different people up in the chats, and yeah, as you mentioned, the commentators interacting with them. I personally, when we did college championships, I was definitely not checking the chat. I'm like, I don't want to hear
so many things.
I don't want to hear if someone's like bagging me right now. I don't want to hear it. I'm just gonna like
stay in the zone.
Stay in the zone. So I do appreciate though checking it though. Is good. So, and of course, we'd be remiss to not shout out listed as Jocelyn Proby on the stat sheet, but Jocelyn Danny Proby, you ain't here on this podcast because you're in the semi. I was gonna swear, but you know, family friendly podcast. Semi finals. Come on, that is so cool. Like,
that's huge.
I asked her. I said, like, come on, like, did you expect like to be in semis? And she's like, we were hoping top 16. Like, we were hoping top 16. So
wow. Wow.
And I mean, mix is very stacked, right? There were 33 teams. So top 16 is still a pretty good accomplishment there as I'm looking. But yeah, they're doing really well. Daniel Bauer, who's actually from out in the West or lives out there now. I know him because he played in Toronto once upon a time. So leading the team with 17 assists there. But
I mean, yeah, it's also worth mentioning Danny has 12 goals, 5 assists. Like, those are not little stats.
We didn't even mention that. I didn't even mention that part.
That's huge.
I didn't want to boost the ego too much, but
I'll do it.
Leading the team? Is that right? Tied for the team lead?
For goals. Yeah. Yep.
Oh, come on. And third on the team in total scores.
Yeah, that's huge.
Like, assists and goals combined. So that is pretty cool. And they took down old number 7, who I believe was kind of a top seed in this, in mix there, like at least how they had done. They handed them their first loss. So
love that.
That is pretty cool there. So love that for you, Danny. You know, we love for you to be, I'd love for you to be back on the podcast, but hey, if you keep,
this is a great reason to miss an episode.
Yeah. Keep playing. So, that's kind of the results kind of recap, but you know, going to have an interview as well, like I said, with someone who's actually there, boots on the ground, and kind of give us some cool perspective to maybe even talk a little bit about the weather. Cause that's probably the one thing I've noticed on the streams there, Kelsey, is
definitely
the weather is not, conducive to the most pretty of ultimate in terms of, you know, if you just like one throw hucks, that probably is not going to happen. But if you like the zones, it's definitely out there. And I actually like that it's forcing teams to try different things.
So definitely.
I like that. But now we're going to talk AUDL and then kind of go to our break here. So Toronto, got to give some love to, of course, the local Toronto Rush team, because they took down a visiting Boston squad. Depleted as they might have been, Boston was scrapping, ready to go. Tried to make a comeback, actually, but Toronto held them off, got their third W of the season. Let's go. And setting up a big-time matchup with the Ottawa Outlaws in Ottawa. So Canada Day weekend, I got to hype it up. Canada Day weekend, nation's capital.
Love that.
Toronto, Ottawa. What more could you ask for? I'll be there. You should be there. Get your tickets. Or if you're a Montreal fan, you can actually travel to New York and Boston to watch your Royale play.
That'd be fun.
This actually has some big implications. You can watch some stars from New York there and from Boston. But Montreal this weekend, big playoff implications. You got to go at least one of two. Keep yourself alive here, because Philly's also in action against DC. So if you're in Montreal, One and two at least. Mm-hmm. If you go 2-2, that'd be like amazing.
Ideal.
But you want to keep the playoff hopes alive. So that's it for that. We're going to take a break. You'll see Kelsey in the outro. But we're going to take a break. And then my interview with Etienne. And then after that, we'll sign off the episode here. All right. No main event today. So unfortunately, with Etienne's kind of internet situation over there, just wasn't able to get the bandwidth or the ability to connect online here. So we'll speak to him when he comes back into Canada and kind of get the reflection from the whole tournament, which is kind of cool as well. So yeah, no main event. Going to be a short episode here today. Yeah. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be right back after this. This episode is brought to you by Be Ultimate Apparel. Based out of Vancouver, BC, Be Ultimate is climate neutral certified and designs products that are built to perform. I personally love my two sun hoodies from them, and I rock them wherever I go. If you want to learn more about Be Ultimate, or if you're a club team captain and want to take advantage of their no strings attached offer for a free jersey, head over to beultimate.ca or visit the link in the show description.
Hey, this is Karen Hatch, captain of Winnipeg Fusion, and you're listening to the Hucking A podcast, your coast-to-coast guide for all things Canadian Ultimate.
All right, you've reached the end of the episode. Kelsey, thank you again for joining. We don't know what's going to happen next week based on Danny's travel schedule. She might, you know, might be partying continuously if the gold medal is around her neck. So, and I guess we would find out by the time this airs if that would to actually happen. But Kelsey, have you enjoyed your time on the podcast? The only answer is yes.
But yes.
You've done some podcasts before, but
hey, a little bit.
Back in the podcast life.
Yeah, no, it's been great. It's fun to talk about Canadian teams. It's fun to, any other podcast I've been on has been an American podcast. So it's nice to give Canada the shout outs it deserves, you know, and just talk about myself and whatever. It's been very fun. And if I'm back next week, that's great. And if not, I'll just listen.
Yeah, but I will say I'm going to give a teaser out for the audience. We need to have Kelsey back to talk about one thing specifically, which is sponsorship in Ultimate. Her club team, Salty, did something really cool this past – is it just this past season? Or
this
like
season, yeah.
I'm not even going to share you too much.
No.
Because I want to get the audience excited. But basically, a lot of their costs have been paid for. Let's just say that. Mm-hmm. So we got to have you on at some point to talk about this, because I think it's a really cool tool that other teams can utilize, especially in smaller communities.
Definitely.
To help fund these players and allow players from all economic backgrounds and just kind of people that just want to play, like get them out and play in clubs. So we'll tease that for you. But subscriber only, I know you got more stories locked in your memory bank. So can you tell the audience what story you're going to share before we sign off here?
I think I will share how I got into UltiWorld, which was kind of a very random series of events, considering when I applied, I had never, ever looked at the UltiWorld website.
Wow. So there you go. So, hey, if you never, if this is your first episode, you could become a podcaster too, is what Kelsey's saying. So
exactly.
Anywho, follow us up on the Instagram, Huckin_A. We've been posting some clips there. And yeah, you can smash the like button on YouTube, as the YouTubers say. Watch the ads as well, because that helps UltiWorld, I believe, get some ad revenue for it.
Just use the ad time to like go get a tea or a coffee or something or beer, and then just let them play through, and then you can just be ready to roll when they finish.
It's true. That's true. Do all those good things, and we'll see you next time. Or if you're a subscriber, we'll see you in subscriber only.